Congratulations on the victory. Hard-fought ball game, 64-54, going back-to-back here in the shootout championship. What does it mean for your program to go back-to-back?
No, it's unbelievable. You never know, you know, when things change and you don't have these opportunities. So you can't take any of it for granted, and you're excited every time it happens. It doesn't change. So it's awesome.
Osage City came out hot starting off the game 7-0, but your team rallied back and really controlled the game basically from the second half on, much in part to limiting Landon Boss. He did end up with 23 points, but you tasked Jackson Biggs and company with trying to hold him, and they did an excellent job here tonight.
Jackson did an awesome job, and I don't mean to take anything away from him, but it is a team effort to try to even slow Landon down. He's a unbelievable player and unbelievable person, kid. You know, I've known Landon for a long time. He's a great, great kid, great person, and a dang good athlete. So, you know, it was a team effort. The guys really bought into what we wanted to do. And again, Jackson worked his rear off, too. So, very proud of all of them. Very excited for them.
You guys have four players in double figures: Evan Fearborn, Jalen Massey, Jackson Biggs, and then 13 points off the bench by Daxton Miller. That was a huge shot in the arm for you guys.
Absolutely, and we're a little different. You know, obviously Osage, everything runs through Landon and Caden. You know, we have six guys that can put up 20 points any night, and it makes it harder for other teams to defend, I think. You know, and they're not afraid to share the ball, and for the most part, they don't care if they don't score as long as we win. But if it takes them scoring 15 points, they're obviously excited and willing to do that as well. So it makes it very special when kids that age are so unselfish and don't care who gets the credit, so to speak.
You guys avenged that earlier season loss to Osage City, 49-47. What does it mean to, you know, get the one that counts here?
Well, they both count. I mean, let's be honest. You know, they're 7 miles away. They got a bunch of great kids over there, but it's a friendly rivalry, I think, and it means a lot to come away with a win tonight. And you know, we had a chance that night too. You know, Caden hit a big three right at the end and gave him the win. And you know, tonight I thought we showed a little more grit and toughness and wasn't going to let it happen again.
You guys start off kind of a gauntlet of terms for the remainder of your schedule. In fact, a very strong sub-state as well. What does your team need to work on here in the closing stretch?
Well, we need to continue work on our defensive effort. You know, again, I thought our game plan, and they executed the game plan tonight, but obviously that changes week to week and team to team. Continue to work offensively on moving the ball. Sometimes it sticks a little. But those things all can be fixed, and we do have a gauntlet of a schedule, and I, you know, years like this, you want that to continue to improve and play the teams that are going to make you improve, so that way when it comes sub-state time and hopefully state time, that you can compete at a high level.
Well, Michael, congratulations once again on the victory. Go enjoy this with your
awesome
team and family.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Michael Massey. His team victorious, 64-54. We'll stay right here with you as we await Jackson Biggs, our player of the game. Jackson finishes the night with 13 points. Jackson getting the headset on. Jackson, congratulations on a hard-fought victory. What does it mean to be back-to-back shootout champions?
I don't know. It's special. You don't get that all the time. But when you have a team like we do, and, you know, three years, the senior group's never lost a game here, and that's something really special, and that's something we want to come out and fight for, because, I mean, that's pretty cool to walk away and have never lost a game in William Allen White.
Absolutely. Now, you finished with 13 points. I believe you had six in the first matchup last week.
I think it was nine, but I don't
know. You struggled with some foul trouble. Obviously, mm-hmm. Did a much better job tonight of staying out of that. And you were tasked with guarding Landon Boss. And as your coach said, it was a team effort to limit him. He had 23 points, but, you know, off from his season average.
Oh, no. I mean, holding Landon to 23 points, I mean, that's really hard to do. Landon's a great player, and, I mean, he's worked his butt off, but he's a great player. So, I mean, we worked together, and we knew, you know, you stop Landon. Well, you don't really stop Landon, I mean, but you hold him in that 23-point area, and then, I mean, you kind of got to hold Caden down in the low teens or something. Those are two great players, and they play together a long time. So, I mean, we knew we had to hold him in that area, and we had a chance to win. So,
and, you know, speaking back to your team of playing together for a long time, you got Jalen Massey, yourself, Ryan Bones, Evan Fearborn, Daxton Miller, and obviously Caden Massey really coming into his own as well.
I mean, and that's what makes our team so special is you just listed off all guys who could put up 20-plus points in a game. And we all know that, you know, we're just out there and we all play defense. And example, Dax in the first half, Dax was hitting, and we just kept feeding Dax because we knew when he starts hitting, he doesn't miss very often. We can do that with anybody on the floor. Evan, Jalen, I mean, Caden's had 23 multiple games. So that's what makes us special is we're a hard team to guard. Even off the bench, we have dudes that can come in and put in 20.
And, of course, Jackson, I don't know if I'll have another opportunity on the airwaves, but, you know, next year, obviously, there's a lot of games left to be played, but you're going to be an Ottawa Brave.
Yes, sir.
Continuing
yes, sir.
On your basketball career. So, you know, what does it mean to have that opportunity to play at the next level?
Well, it's really special. Coach, sorry, the guy's waving at me. Coach Haskins played there. My Uncle Joey played there, and so it's awesome. I mean, anytime you get an opportunity to play at the next level, not a lot of people do. And, I mean, God bless me to have the opportunity and the talent. And so, I mean, I thank him every day for that, and it's awesome.
Well, Jackson, I appreciate you joining us in the post game. Go enjoy this victory. Continue, keep on keeping on. You're a fun one to call.
I appreciate it. Thank you for doing these games the last 4 years.
You betcha. You've been a fun one, Jackson. That was Jackson Biggs. His team victorious 64-54. We'll